Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I found the Roger Goodell last pick of the draft.
Oh, my God.
Xavier Leggett, right?
He didn't care.
He didn't care. It was over.
With the 32nd pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, South Carolina. That closes the first round.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Detroit.
So long, everybody.
Take care, Detroit. I do
It was such an out of bounds pick.
Live from the D.
Out of bounds pick that was like, oh, this was a total reach of someone who wouldn't have been on my radar.
Right.
He just like missed it.
He just swung and missed on that one. I think he was tired.
It's the end of the night. It's tired. And
yeah.
It looks like
I had back surgery. And
looks
whatever.
Like Leggett to me.
This guy ain't going to be around next year anyway.
So that was tough.
Not going to play here anymore. It was look, he had the surgery 3 weeks ago. I'm willing to give Rod. I like Roger Goodell more and more by the day. I still don't know why people hate him. I think we're all just very jealous that he makes a lot of money. But the fact that they're paying him 40 large a year to be the commissioner of the NFL, Josh, tells you how much that league is making, right? That they're able to pay him that money. And then they shut down the NFL network, yet the commissioner making $40 million a year. And we can't afford to keep Andrew Siciliano employed. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I do like Roger Goodell. I think he did an amazing job during COVID. I think he's done an amazing job with this league. Look, this league is the greatest thing on earth right now. And we were talking at the landing last night about, you know, the draft, and somebody goes, look at all these people here watching this. This is unbelievable. He goes, why are we watching this? And I go, because we're addicted to it. And that's what it is, man. They have found a way to give us football into our main vein when we need it. And we all love it. And Roger Goodell's been the leader of all of this. I mean, the league has exploded under Roger Goodell. And so I like him. I like his sense of humor. I like the fact that he's in on the bit now. I like the fact that he does this.
Live from the D.
Like, I mean, 10 years ago, you weren't getting Roger Goodell to do something like that.
No.
And now he's bought into being the heel and all that. Comes out without a tie on last night, wearing sneakers. Like, the whole thing, I'm like, I love it. I'm in. Like, let's go, Raj.
And by the end of the end, he didn't have the tie on. It was good.
And he had the shirt unbuttoned. The only thing he was missing was like a gold chain or something that. Looking like a wrestler from the 80s.
I'm sure he could have got one. And the sunglasses, because sunglasses were kind of a mandatory deal last night.
Right. So. Everybody had them on. But I'll tell you what, the best use of the sunglasses to me was Michael Penix Jr., because he did not give away that he knew he was getting picked by the Atlanta Falcons. And then when they announced his name and everybody went crazy and he went crazy too, I'm like, that's my guy right there. I love the fact that he was cool. He was calm. He let nobody know that he was getting picked. And as soon as they announced his name on TV, everybody went crazy and he went crazy too. So I thought that was really cool last night. A lot of good family moments last night. A lot of good,
favorite, I think was Jaden Daniels. If I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to remember. They all had sunglasses on, so it's hard to remember. But there was one guy who walked up, and it just reminded me of Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
When the microphone fell over.
Yeah.
And he looked like he his head wasn't moving, and he wasn't really looking like where he was going. And he just kind of was smiling and had a little strut up to the stage, but his head didn't move. And then he's taking a picture with Goodell, and he's kind of looking on his It just reminded me of Stevie Wonder some reason.
Yeah. No, I think it was Jaden Daniels. Guys have a lot of fun with this, and they should, man. They really should. This is your one time to really enjoy the moment, because as we've talked about, a lot of these guys that got picked, that's going to be their greatest moment in the NFL. What we saw last night for about 50% of those guys is going to be their greatest moment in the NFL. And so you've got to enjoy it. You got to live it up, and you got to do it right. And I still like the mother for the guy who was picked by the Jets boxing out the girlfriend. You don't have a ring on that finger. Sorry, man. You are not in the family photos. Get out of here.
Yeah, just in case you're not around, we're gonna get you out of the mix.
That poor girlfriend tried to kiss him. I don't know how many times, and mom got in the way. She was relentless.
She was boxing out. So the Chiefs will pick at the bottom of the second round, and then they have no third round pick now.
That's unfortunate.
and then two picks in the fourth round. So still available to get some stuff done. You could probably go any number of places by the time they get to the bottom of the second.
Like, yeah.
I know that he said offensive line. He said can never have too many defensive linemen, so you're always on the lookout for that, even though they have a ton of defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Like, their rotation is pretty much set at defensive line, but if right. they wanted to get a rotational defensive lineman at the bottom of the second, could probably get that done as well. I think it just leaves you now kind of wide open. They're good late in the draft. Well, they have 2/4, 2/5, and a seventh.
Yeah. Second, 2/4, a fifth, and a seventh. Yeah, that's good.
That's their wheelhouse, yeah. it seems.
Hot
so
zone.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they could do at the bottom of the fourth with almost back-to-back picks.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the draft, we always expect them to hammer it. And then, as Brett Veach mentioned, with 221 people he had on his board, he's got a whole list of potential undrafted free agent guys, which we know the Chiefs have done very, very well in that regard, too.
Right.
So I'm ecstatic. I was probably in the camp of taller wide receiver, but after this one got picked and speed and everything else, I'm like, this is right.
This works.
This is right. And then you stayed away from offensive linemen without reaching.
Mm-hmm.
If you address offensive line, great. If not, you can come back and you got Wanya Morris, and you probably bring back, you might even do this anyway. You might bring back Donovan Smith or another veteran tackle on a short-term deal. You don't have to get that done in this draft.
Is the left tackle position now the new corner power hitting outfielder? Or the wide receiver?
I don't think the corner outfielder, because that was unattainable.
Yeah, right. But it sure seems like left tackle is unattainable.
I just think that they haven't found the right guy yet.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying.
I think they'd move if they had the right guy, and if they were in a spot to get the right guy, or had Trent Williams had signed here, they would have had the guy.
They would have had the guy, yeah.
Whatever. They tried to get the guy and found out he wasn't the guy and moved on. So, I mean, they're a little bit, but you also don't have to force it now.
No, God, no. Right? There's no need to force anything.
I don't think that it's elusive. The elusive power hitting corner outfielder was elusive.
Yeah.
I don't think the left tackle is.
Did we ever really find that guy?
You haven't settled on what it's going to be just yet. You don't have to do it right now.
Right. I mean, it's one of those things that we're living in a great spot, right? Right. We're living in a lap of luxury, and we're looking down at everybody else, and we're going into the draft, and we solved arguably our biggest need from a fan base perspective. And now the rest of the draft, like that, just fill some depth.
And then wide receiver is not elusive as well. You're going to hit, you're going to miss.
Right.
You're going to have to wait a little longer than you thought. But I mean, it's not like they're not trying at wide receiver.
Right.
They did use a first round pick for the first time, but it's not like they haven't been trying a wide receiver.
No,
they've
been trying.
Trading for Tony, drafted Sky, drafted Rice. I mean, they're drafting or trading for pass catchers. They brought in a whole bunch of new names last year, so they're, you know, it's not like they're not trying to do so.
No, they're definitely trying. No, it's not a matter of trying. I do like this from the 913. Has Veach planted the left tackle tree yet? Yeah.
Maybe. And it takes a while to get that to bloom.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been good if they could have found that left tackle years ago and still had a mainstay over there. But, you know, they're going to continue to find it. And look, when you have Patrick Mahomes,
Orlando Brown was the guy.
It would have been good.
And he wasn't.
But he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't. They thought he may have been. They tried. They gave him the opportunity and he stunk out loud.
So, yeah,
that was in Cincinnati.
That was the plan. Have him be the guy. You found out he wasn't the guy.
Right.
And then he went and got paid by somebody else, and you're like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
All right. So here we're in the what's next phase, and we're only – this would be year two of that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not – to me, it's not – I mean, you're just in the great position where it doesn't have to happen. I could play football. Again, I could play football tomorrow.
Yeah.
I could play football yesterday. And feel really, really comfortable with it.
Well, sure. So. Yeah, I know. I just, you know, like I said, when we talked about Joe Alt a little bit earlier, I understand why that one Charger fan that exists is upset, you know, and I get it. But I keep telling people, I go, they're going to love that pick during the season. I mean, you're going to love Joe Alt being on your team. And had the Chiefs selected a left tackle, right, and we didn't get Xavier Worthy or any wide receiver at that position, everybody would have been feeling the same way today. Like, we hate linemen that get drafted in the first round. We just
boring.
Do, right? It's a boring pick. It's just
yep.
some fat guy standing there eating, you know, Subway and protecting the quarterback. But by God, when those games start, if you don't have a good offensive line, it's the first thing you notice, and then you complain about it, right? And we sit here bitching, oh, we need to find this guy, and then they draft a star in the first round, like, I wanted a skill player. Yeah. Like, it's just that's the never-ending cycle of the NFL,
beautiful.
And that's why it's beautiful, yeah.
We'll reveal the top of our top 20 list a surprise, maybe in the top four.
Yeah.
Find out next.